The Winton Wetlands in northeast Victoria has a long history of controversy, possession and dispossession that continues to this day. This has had major impacts on the wetland and the surrounding environment. Emerging from the former Lake McCohen, the wetlands and surrounding land are a place of high natural and man-made productivity that have been contested for many, many years. Chair of the Winton Wetlands Committee of Management, Dennis O'Brien, believes people need to understand this history to better understand and manage the site.
Its key is its history of human intervention and human participation. So the Indigenous people, Yorta Yorta, here for thousands of years. It was a rich source of food and cultural experience and trading and so forth. And then the arrival of Europeans and the series of dispossession that's gone on with the Aboriginal people being dispossessed initially, then the farmers establishing themselves with communities and so forth, and then the commissioning of the lake, and then the decommissioning. So there's been a lot of damage and interference and psychological impacts of all of these sorts of things. So I think a big part of our role is not to just renew the ecology, but to heal the sense of dispossession, disconnection, loss and so forth.
So there's been a lot of human impacts as well as environmental impacts. What have been some of the environmental impacts that, you know, all these changes have had over the years?
Well, I think the most obvious one is we don't know what we had originally. And we talk about these photos from 1959, but that was after close on 100 years of farming. So we don't know what it was before that. And we definitely don't know what it was before Aboriginal people arrived here either, but they were here for a long, long time, so we can take what it was when Europeans arrived as being perhaps, you know, what it was set into. Mm. But, the farming damaged it, then the flooding damaged it, and now we're not trying to restore it because we don't know what we could restore it to. So it's more about making it a site that recognises the human presence, acknowledges the hurt, acknowledges the damage that people have done to it, but also acknowledge the fact that now it's a different world and we're trying as hard as we can to value it and restore it to a source of cultural and ecological significance.
Dr. O'Brien recognises that the decommissioning and draining of Lake McCohen has caused much angst and fired up passions in the local community, and the management committee was seeking to address this.
We've got a really big task, I think, in communicating what ecology is, what wetland ecology is, what renewal is, what ephemeral is, all of those sorts of things that are quite challenging.
So it's a real community education.
Yeah. Communication. And communication is probably something that we haven't done all that well. I think we get on with the job, but I think we need to tell people a lot of the things that we are doing that they don't see. They see the hub and they see events, but they don't see the work. I liken it a lot to a zoo or a museum, where you go to a zoo and you see the lions and the monkeys. There's a lot of research, there's a lot of endangered species work, all these other sorts of things going on. You go to a gallery and there's all the archival work in the background and you just see the front. So we've sort of got a front of house and then we've got the back of house, which is way bigger than the front of house. And that's the bit people don't know about.
This was Dennis O'Brien speaking about how the people living around and using the Winton wetlands have changed its ecology and what this means for the future of the wetlands. Dennis was speaking at the 5th Winton Wetlands Science Forum that was held in northeast Victoria on the 15th and 16th of August 2019.